About 10 years ago, Nikki Grossman flew to Europe for an international tourism trade show.
And we had invited Sawgrass Mills marketing department to come and join us in our booth.
Grossman is Fort Lauderdale's tourism director. And wouldn't it be nice, she thought, to use Fort Lauderdale's name to bring attention to the mall? So they go to London and they set up a booth together.
Everyone from South America flocked to our booth and we were feeling pretty strong and healthy.
And then she started listening closely.
They were speaking deep Spanish, but I kept hearing Sawgrass Mills, Sawgrass Mills, Sawgrass Mills. And we found very quickly that people didn't know Fort Lauderdale, but they knew Sawgrass Mills.
Grossman always knew South Americans spent their winters in South Florida.
We didn't know that they intended to do it inside with a big old shopping bag instead of a bathing suit.
The Sawgrass Mills phenomenon can be boiled down to this sound. These are the wheels of a tiny purple piece of carry-on luggage. Luggage being tugged around by Rubens Azevedo, a lieutenant colonel with the Brazilian army who has been shopping for hours.
Sneakers? This one's from Nike. I just bought a few minutes ago and I changed it to start using to get it softer.
Azevedo says in Brazil, the new sneakers he's wearing would cost 50% more because of taxes.
Not only sneakers, but even the clothes are much cheaper.
Dolls, mugs, video games, all cheaper, all part of the Azevedo family's shopping spree. Rubén's wife, Adriana, admits...
Too much. We've bought here 4 new luggage to go to Brazil.
Tour operators have told us that they actually have to bring in a second bus for when people leave in order to be able to fit all the luggage.
Greg Goodman is president of The Mills, which owns many malls, including Sawgrass. He says travel agencies advertise entire tours around the mall. Compared to other destination malls, he says, there's a difference.
We're all retail. We're all about the shopping. We have very little in the way of entertainment. We don't have a theme park in the middle of the project. You know, we're really what our general manager likes to call power shopping.
This is quintessential Sawgrass Mills, power shopping to the point of having to buy extra luggage.
We had a Pilots Association meeting 6 or 7 years ago.
Again, Fort Lauderdale Tourism Director Nikki Grossman.
And the head of the Pilots Association was telling us that when they take off out of Miami or Fort Lauderdale and they're heading to Brazil or Colombia or Chile or Venezuela, they have to weigh the plane again. Because they are aware of the tremendous volume of goods that these folks are taking back with them.
Grossman has numbers that show twice as many people visit to shop as they do to sightsee. Among South Americans, it's even more. A word of warning, though, to prospective power shoppers, 11,000 is a lot of parking spots.
And I cannot find my car. Somewhere in the Sawgrass Mills parking lot in Sunrise, Florida, I'm Kenny Malone. Okay.